Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Buffalo Robe. Kids, you've been hearing lots about the famous Nautilus submarine, the world's first atomic submarine. Well, now, in just a few minutes, we're going to bring you a report of the recent launching of the Nautilus. So don't miss this exciting report and some special news about the Nautilus that's just for you. In the early days of the Old West, vast herds of buffalo covered the plains. Then, as the pioneer moved westward, he discovered that buffalo meat made good eating, and the heavy, fur-covered hides made fine coats and robes. The buffalo hunter was born, and a new menace rose to haunt United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles as hunter and hijacker fought for the fortunes to be made from the buffalo robe.
Bill, them buffalo hunters are sure out today.
That's right, Jingles. The eastern market is calling for more hides, and the railroad crews are buying the meat.
Sure got to be a big business in a hurry, ain't it?
Yep, big and loaded with dynamite.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the hunters are taking the buffalo, and that makes the Indians mad, and they depend on the herds for the food, you know.
By Jingles, that's right.
And those hides bring good money.
Now, don't say no more, Bill. I know what you mean. Anytime there's big money around, somebody's going to try to find out an easy way to pick it up.
That's about the way it sizes up, Jingles.
Listen, that don't sound like Sharp's rifles.
That's six guns, Jingles. Oh, I shot. Oh, I.
What? Oh, Joker. Somebody's in a gun battle.
There, Jingles, over that hunter's camp. Come on. Get up, that buckshot. Move up.
Get up, Joker. Now, Bill, do we have to take a hand in that? Well, maybe it's a private fight.
That hunter's in trouble, Jingles. Those three riders are trying to finish him off.
Doggone it. You said this buffalo business was loaded with trouble. Now we're in it.
Remember one of your six guns, partner. Let's take a hand in this.
Yeah, we'll give those three jaspers something else to think about.
That got them going, Jingles. Took their minds off that hunter anyway.
Doggone it, now they're shooting at us.
Ride straight for them. We'll find out what this is all about.
You mean if we catch them, look at them turn tail and run.
Yeah, I guess they want bigger odds. Well, better pull up and see if the hunter's been hurt. Well,
that'll sure give them a head start, Bill.
Can't help that. Oh, but you
hoo. Go on, you varmints.
Hey, you ungrateful pup. What are you shooting at us for?
You ain't gonna get my hides neither. Now feed it.
Hold on, mister. We're not after your buffalo hides. We came to help you out.
Yeah, if you had eyes in your head, you could have seen we just ran them three coyotes out of here.
Now, friend, put that rifle down and tell us what happened.
I ain't putting this rifle down till I know who you two are and what you're doing on this range.
Now, that's going to make you feel right cheap when you find out this is U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill?
Yeah, and I'm his deputy, and my name's Jingles.
Well, cuss me for a feather-headed gopher. Marshal, I'm sure sorry, but the way things has been going out here, you can't tell who's fighting who. Makes a man right skittish.
What was the ruckus about, mister?
Call me Miller, Marshal Hickok. Matt Miller's my name. Why, we've been having a lot of trouble with these hide stealers lately. A hunter ain't safe no more.
How do they work, Miller?
Well, they seem to know just the time a hunter's got his hides piled up to head for Sloan's. Then they make their play. Ride in shooting to kill and make off with the hides.
You mean there's been hunters killed?
Five of them in the span of the last 6 weeks. Jim Wilson's laying up in town with lead in him.
Sounds like an organized gang, Jingle.
It sure does.
I reckon if you two hadn't come along, I'd be laid out by now, Marshal. Them coyotes play for keeps.
Bill, them varmints ain't giving up on us yet.
Where are they hiding?
There, Jingles. See that knoll over there to the south?
Sneaking coyotes circled around there for cover.
Take care of yourself, Miller. We're going after them. Hit the saddle, Jingles.
I'm with you, Bill.
Sure hope you catch them, Wild Bill.
All right, Jingles, ride. Hiya, Buckshot, hi.
Chap, Joker. Look out, you varmints. Here we come. Hey, Bill, we got to ride through that buffalo herd.
We'll be all right if they don't stampede.
Yeah, but if they do, we're going to be wearing wings.
Don't ride in a straight line, Jingles. Those Jaspers are good shots.
Yeah, and I got a hole in my hat to prove it. Bill, buffalo are getting restless.
The herd's starting to move, all right, Jingles. Come on, faster, Buckshot. Nip.
Now those three killers are taking to the saddle again. Bill, look out for that big bull ahead.
Jingles, it's a stampede.
And we're right in the middle of it.
Right for the edge of the herd, partner.
We'll never make it, Bill, and those killers are getting away.
Right, partner, right for your life.
Friends, this is Jack Moyles reporting on the recent launching of the world's first atomic submarine at Groton, Connecticut. Oh, you should see her, friends, the great Nautilus. This sub is over 300 feet long. And there she goes, into the water. Now, the Navy tells us the Nautilus can go all around the world submerged without refueling, and she can go over 20 knots underwater.
But that's not all, boys and girls. You, yes, you can own a real operating model of the Nautilus. And you can own it for just 25 cents and one box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Now, this Nautilus model is only 4.5 inches long, yet it really works. It operates underwater just like the real Nautilus does. It dives, it surfaces, without winding, without batteries. Let me repeat, your operating Nautilus model will dive, will surface, will work underwater. Now, you also get a free supply of atomic fuel. It's so powerful that your submarine model will work for 10 full minutes on one charge. And after you use it up, you can borrow Mom's baking powder for fuel. Now, you'll find the location of all the unique atomic submarine features on your operating model, like the engine room, the escape hatch, the nuclear reactor. And see, the periscope radar assembly is removable. Gosh, you'll have fun. Now, to get your Nautilus submarine, just send 25 cents in coin and one top from either a box of Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Address your letter to Atom Sub, Box 314. Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. Be sure to include your name and address. This offer is subject to applicable laws. Hurry, boys and girls, send today. Riding in hot pursuit of their three unknown attackers, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles had to pass through the big buffalo herd. The excitement stirred up the animals, and a stampede was on, with Bill and his big deputy caught in the middle riding for their lives.
Joker, don't you step in no gopher hole! County fair next month, and I don't want to miss it!
Veer off to the left, Jingles. Get to the edge of the herd.
What I'm trying to do, Bill!
Here's a break coming up. Go on, board the ride, board!
Right with you, Bill! Go, Joker! Now or never!
All right, Jingles, we're free. Whoa, Buckshot, whoa.
Yeah, whoa, Joker, whoa. Let him go on by.
Boy, that was a close one, partner.
Close? Woo-wee. We ain't been so close to playing a harp in years, Bill. You reckon that herd of buffaloes was in cahoots with them three bushwhackers?
Sure looked that way. Those three Jaspers are long gone now.
And we ain't got much of a chance trailing them with their tracks covered by a million churning buffaloes.
Let's get back to Miller's camp, Jingles. Maybe we can pick up a lead that'll help us track them down some other way.
After what I just been through, I don't care much about tracking them down at all, Bill. I'd just like to write him a letter and invite him to come to jail without bothering me about it.
I've seen it all, Mr. Hickok. I sure thought you two was goners.
Now, why don't you quit talking about it, Miller? I'm going to have nightmares enough about that stampede for the next 10 years.
Simmer down, Jingles.
Yeah, Jingles, the marshal's right. You just sit there and collect yourself while I cook you up a good, big, juicy steak.
Well, now that sounds right good, Mr. Miller. That's real sociable of you. What kind of steaks you got?
Buffalo steaks, of course.
Buffalo? Now, doggone you, you old sand lizard. How do you expect me to eat buffalo steak after just about being run down by 7 million of those humpback monsters?
Take it easy, Jingles. We got other things to think about right now. Miller, you said something earlier about piling up your hides and then you take them over to Sloan.
Yeah, I remember that. What's Sloan's?
Judge Sloan runs a wholesale trading post at the railroad. He buys our hides and ships them to the east by rail freight.
You haul the hides to his place by wagon, huh?
That's right, Marshal. All the hunters do. Them that makes it through without running into an ambush.
Bill, you think we might learn something by going in to talk to this trader, Sloan?
Well, if you do, you ain't going to get no place, I can tell you that.
How's that, Miller?
Well, us hunters have been trying for all season to get Sloan to send out for the hides or give us some gun hands to protect our haul into town.
Mm-hmm. What'd he say to that?
Turned us down flat. Said getting the hides in was none of his worry. He didn't want nothing to do with them till they was backed up to his warehouse door.
All right, Miller, thanks. Saddle up, Jingles. I think it's time we rode in and had a talk with Judge Sloan.
Come on, you chuckheads, hurry it up. Get those hides loaded. We ain't got all day. Pull that other wagon in here close. Move, I said.
They said we'd find Sloan over here at the loading platform, Bill. I reckon that big Jasper making all the noise is him.
He sounds like the boss, Jingles. I'll find out. Hey, mister, you Judge Sloan?
That's right. You got hides to sell? You have, get them in here fast. This train's going to pull out before long.
We got no hides to sell. We want to talk to you.
You've got no time to talk. Can't you see I'm busy?
What I got to say might be right important to you, Sloan.
Nothing's important to me but buying and selling, stranger. If you're not selling, then we got nothing to talk about.
Now, that's where you're wrong, Sloan. When Wild Bill Hickok wants to talk, most gents with any brains get right ready to listen.
Hickok?
That's the name I mentioned, and in case you ever need to use it, my name's Jingles.
We got business with you, Sloan.
Yeah? What business, Hickok?
Well, we figure you might help us run down some killers that have been plaguing the buffalo hunters.
Yeah, seeing as how you buy hides and meat from them hunters, we thought you might be interested in their welfare.
Sure, gents, I'm interested. But I don't know anything about those killings, and I'm making it a point not to get mixed up in it.
Sloan, do you keep a record of the hunters and how often they come in with their hides?
Sure. I'm a businessman, Hickok. Pays me to know where my business is coming from. Why?
Oh, I was just curious.
Well, I haven't got time to waste satisfying your curiosity, Hickok. And if there's killers loose, curiosity might be a dangerous thing to have.
That sounds like a warning, mister.
Take it any way you want it. I got work to do. All right, pull up to that next car. We got 3 more wagons down low. Come on, get moving.
Well, we sure didn't learn nothing from him, Bill.
Don't be too sure about that, Jingles.
Huh? Did I miss something?
Maybe. You notice he didn't seem very sociable.
Yeah, and come to think of it, what's a businessman doing wearing a pair of 44s with their holsters tied down?
That is a good question, Bud. What do you say we have a look at some of these hides?
Now, what good's that going to do us, Bill? One buffalo hide's just like any other.
Turn a couple of these over, Jingles, and let's see if they are.
Sure they are, see? Now, look at this one and that one. Ain't like a steer hide where there's a brand to read.
Jingles, you've got it.
Got what?
The answer that might just catch us some killers.
I did? Well, good for me. What is it, Bill? I didn't hear me say nothing like that.
Hickok, I thought I made it plain you were in the way around here.
You don't seem to get the idea, mister. We're looking for the men who killed 5 hunters in the last 6 weeks.
And threw a lot of lead trying to kill us to boot.
Well, you ain't going to find them here.
I'm not so sure about that, Sloan. It's all mixed up with buffalo hides. And that's your business.
Are you accusing me, Hickok?
I don't generally accuse anybody until I've got the proof to show they're guilty, Sloan.
Yeah, and the way you're acting, mister, sure don't help your case any.
Why, you nosy tin badgers, you'll never live to hang this on me.
Doc Jingles!
Oh! You made a wrong play, Sloan. Maybe that'll put a halter on your temper for a while.
Yeah, Sloan, and we're right close to proof as to who's behind these killings. If your name comes up, you're headed for the noose. All right, come on, Jingles. You had an idea, now let's use it.
That whistle is to remind you that you can own a real operating model of the USS Nautilus, world's first atomic submarine, an actual 4.5-inch operating model that runs underwater. No batteries, nothing to wind, it crash dives, it surfaces. You get a free supply of simulated atomic fuel with your Nautilus model. And you'll find right on it the location of all the unique Nautilus features like the escape hatch, engine room, nuclear reactor, periscope, and lots more. So hurry, send for your atomic submarine today. Just mail 25 cents in coin and one box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops to Atom Sub, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan. Include your name and address. Send today! With five killings to account for, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were digging for some clue to the killers and definite proof of their guilt. Bill had a plan forming in his mind as he led the way to the blacksmith shop, but Jingles was still in the dark.
Now, Bill, doggone it, you better tell me what's going on before I bust wide open.
You said a while ago that one buffalo hide was no different than any other, right,
partner? That's right, yes, sir.
And you pointed out that steer hides carry a brand.
And now we're winding up at the blacksmith shop. What for?
We're going to make a branding iron, Jingles.
What kind of a brand is it going to be, Bill?
The letter M, about 1/2 inch high.
1/2 inch? Now, that ain't no brand at all. Why, nobody can see it.
I hope you're right, Gordon.
Hey, now I'm beginning to catch on. The little letter M we're making stands for that hunter's name, Miller, right?
That's right.
And we're going to go out and brand all his hides in a corner or under the fur, huh?
Yep.
Well,
this is red hot. Now you can start hammering.
And then we're going to, we'll be sure to, I figured we'll take him and, well, doggone it, Bill Hickok, what happens then?
Then we're going to help that bunch of killers steal those buffalo hides, Jingles.
What? Now, Bill, are you sure you feel all right? I thought I heard you say you was going to help some killers steal Miller's buffalo hides.
You heard right, partner. Now slow up on the talk and hurry up with that hammer. We've got to make time.
This the last stack of hides you got ready to ship, Miller?
Yeah, Jingles.
Then I guess this winds it up, Bill.
Be careful with your branding, bud. Keep it under the fur and in the same corner.
I am, Bill. Two to go. One to go. There, that's the crop.
Good. All right, Miller. You give us a hand. We'll throw these last few hides up on the wagon.
Yeah, sure, Marshal.
Up high, Bill. There. Boy, that's sure a stack of them, ain't it?
Yep. That's going to make a nice haul for those hijackers.
What do you mean by that, Hickok?
Well, I guess we didn't tell him, Bill. We're going to help them bushwhackers steal this wagon full of hides, Mr. Miller.
Not my hide, you ain't. Get your hands up.
Now, hold on, Miller. Jingles didn't tell at all, and I haven't got time to explain. You're going to have to trust us.
Well, if you was anybody but Wild Bill Hickok, I wouldn't. But I'll go along with you, Marshal.
Good.
Me and my big mouth, Bill, I ain't ever going to learn to keep it shut.
It's all right, partner. Now, Miller, shell out of your clothes and change with me.
You want me to wear your buckskins?
Yep, and I want you to ride my horse. I'm going to drive your wagon to town.
You're sure taking a chance, Bill. Them Jaspers attack? Why, we'll close in and round them up, huh?
No, Jingles.
Oh.
You'd only get hired gunslicks that way. I'm after the big boss. Well, how do I look?
Oh, from a distance, nobody'd know you weren't me, Hickok.
That's right. Miller, you look like Wild Bill himself in those buckskins.
Then hit the saddle, you two. I'll get Miller's mules headed for Sloan's with his wagon load of hides.
I sure hope this trick works, Bill, without you getting plugged by them owl hoots.
Me too, Puddin.
We're ready, Marshal.
Then let's go.
Cut there. Yeah.
What do you want us to do, Bill?
Ride alongside for a ways. Then turn away from the road like you were leaving for good.
I got you. Then we stay out of sight, huh?
Yeah. You take Miller back to his camp, then bring Buckshot and follow me.
All right, but I don't like it. Come on, Joker, get around.
Get along, Buckshot. Come on, Marshal.
Go on, Bill. Good luck.
So long, Jingles. Good luck is something I'm going to need this trip. Hat there, Gomeo. Hat there. Yeah. Jaspers are sure taking their time. I've been rolling for more than 3 hours and no sign. Hold it. There's one up, two, three. Back up there in the rocks. All right, boys, make your play anytime. Gotta make this look good. I'll let them take a couple of more shots before I leave this wagon. Here they come. Here I go. Whoa, me go. Whoa! Can't make this look too easy. That should do it.
You got Miller, men? Now get that wagon load of hides and let's get out of here.
Come on, Jingles. Looks like we got here just in time.
Yeah, they're just about to load Miller's wagon full of hides in that boxcar.
Hey, Sloan, hold it up a minute.
He ain't gonna know you in Miller's clothes, Bill.
Yeah, who's calling me? I'm busy.
I am, and I got business with you.
Hey, you're Hickok.
Just caught on, eh, Sloan?
What's the idea, Hickok? You back looking for trouble?
Nope, we came to clear up some trouble. These your hides you're loading?
Sure they are.
That's all I wanted to hear. All right, show him, Jingles. Turn up the corner of that first one.
Now, squint your eyes and read that little brand, Sloan.
Hey, what is this?
Just our way of proving you're the brains behind these killings, Sloan.
Blast you, Hickok. You dug your grave. Cut him down, boys!
Now, them that's got guns left in their hands had better drop them, I reckon.
Your time's run out, Sloan. I was driving that wagon when your mavericks took it over.
Yeah, and before you start anything else, you can line up with the rest of your pack of coyotes and head for jail. I'm in a hurry.
What's your rush, Jingles?
Well, Bill, when I was branding those buffalo hides, Brandonard slipped and branded my buckskins. I want to get out of here before somebody mistakes me for a buffalo and ships me off to market, too.
Here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Andy and I'll be with you again on Friday.
Yes, sirree. When Wild Bill and Jingles have their hands full with smugglers, we call it guns across the border.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Open your mouth and shut your eyes. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there's a grand surprise. Yes, with Variety Pack, you get all your favorite Kellogg cereals, 10 generous servings, each individually packaged, fresh to you. You can take your pick of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and other favorites. Open your mouth, shut your eyes. When you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll get a grand surprise. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tyler McVeigh and Leo Curley. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story written by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer transcription, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!